Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate you being here. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends Van Horn Automotive. VanHornAuto.com is where you got to go. They are the home of the 90-day test drive. Do like I did. And that is, I went in there looking for a luxury car, found it, but it was wrapped in a pickup truck. I got the Ram 1500, drove the thing for 90 days, loved it, got $2,000 off. If you find the car of your dreams, great. If you don't, you drive it 90 days, you take it back, you say, this is not the car that I want. What do I do? And they say, 90 days, you're under 90 days, okay, no big deal, here you go. Here's no further commitment. You go, really? And you go find a different car. It's that simple. Van Horn Automotive, exclusively the home of the 90-day test drive. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. And find out all the cars that qualify for the 90-day test drive and find out all the dealerships and locations near you. Because they got them everywhere throughout the state of Wisconsin. Van Horn Auto, that's the company that took care of me. Hopefully they take care of you as well. Time now for Buy or Sell.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play Buy or Sell. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Time to do some buy or sell, bringing the questions to the table today. As always, Radio Joe Zinzola across the way. What we got?
There's absolutely no way the Green Bay Packers would trade for Antonio Brown.
See, if this was Ted Thompson, I would buy that in a heartbeat. I'm going to sell on that. Here's the reason why. Because the Packers actually have something to offer. They've got two first-round draft choices. They could throw in one of the right wide receivers that they believe have ability, like a Jamon Moore. So what about a first, their second first-rounder to pick up the talents of a guy like Antonio Brown, or a second rounder, or something to that extent.
I'm not smart enough to tell you what it is. It's machine stuff.
That's okay. Somebody else is in charge now. I'm going to sell on that. I think if they wanted to, they could make a deal happen. And can you imagine? Now, you still have to fortify the offensive line, but can you imagine Antonio Brown on one side, Davante Adams on the other? You still have the threat if you hang on to Jimmy Graham. And you have Aaron Jones or Jamal Williams coming out of the backfield. That's a formidable team, man. You could even throw Geronimo Allison into the slot.
Sure.
And Geronimo Allison as a slot receiver is a mismatch.
Sure.
You could do some bold things right there. So, I'm going to sell. I'm going to say that 90% of me says the Packers are not going to jump into the fray. But 10% of me raises an eyebrow and says, is this Brian Gutekunst trying to put his thumbprint on this team and make this offense a juggernaut again? Well, we will see.
Buy or sell?
So, Michael Cohen of The Athletic did a piece today on Mohammed Wilkerson. Apparently, he interviewed him, and Wilkerson expressed his interest to come back to Green Bay. Try to redeem himself after the season-ending injury. Buy or sell, the Packers need a guy like Mohammed Wilkerson.
Yes, Yes. Wilkerson had agreed to a one-year deal worth $4.7 million, including the $1.5 million in guaranteed. And the prove-it season turned nasty in week three, don't forget. When he got that tackle, he got sideswiped by Kentrell Bryce, fractured his left ankle, and tore all the ligaments. So he's trying to come back. Yes, if Mo Wilkerson can come back and he's anything close to what he was, because remember, he had to go undergo emergency surgery in D.C. So, because the bone had actually come through the skin. Ugh. So, we'll see. We'll see. But he went to see, actually, people are now coming to Green Bay, in case you didn't know, Dr. Robert Anderson, the well-renowned foot and ankle specialist. So, Cam Newton has seen him. Derek Jeter has seen him. Kevin Durant and Steph Curry have both seen him. So, Mo Wilkerson.
Maybe John Wall, too, because I know John Wall.
There's been numerous guys that have been in Green Bay. You're sitting there at Lodge Kohler, right? And you're having a cocktail at the bar, and maybe you go downstairs. You're at the Leap Zone, as they call it, the Lambeau Leap Zone. Downstairs, hey, bully up to the bar, and in comes Kevin Durant. Nah, that's not him. You walk up and do that. Hey, do you know who you look like? You look exactly like Kevin Durant. Really? Okay. You look exactly like Steph Curry. You look like Cam Newton. Yeah, they're all coming to Green Bay now. So if Mo Wilkerson has anything left in the tank, yes, they need a body up front that gets it. And Mo Wilkerson was a guy that got it. So, yes, they need him. He would be a godsend if he can come back. But that's a giant, giant, giant if.
Buy or sell?
Well, I have thoughts on this next one. And I saw it being discussed this morning on the Fan in Milwaukee. Buy or sell, Ethan Happ would succeed in the NBA.
I'm selling on that. Just no. I mean, I would love nothing more than to say Ethan Happ has a great NBA career ahead of him. And he's a tough, tenacious guy. Is he a pure shooter? He's a good shooter, but he creates a lot down low.
Well, he doesn't really have a jump shot.
No,
He can't shoot the three. He can't hit a free throw.
He doesn't hit a free throw. He gets in the inside, but the inside's a big game in the NBA anymore. You're talking about big athletic people. Even if he gets to the line, so what? He's fundamentally very skilled. Can grab your boards, box out, stuff like that. But, no. Look, Frank Kaminsky, Player of the Year. He's just a guy. Sam Decker, he's just a guy. You can go through the list of guys that have come out of Wisconsin that have been good or you thought would be good. Lonzo Tucker, you go through that list and you're kind of like, okay, there's guys, So, no, I'm not, just from the history, I'm not going to say that anybody coming out of Wisconsin right now is going to be any more than just a guy unless you really wow me. So we'll wait and see. But no, he's not going to succeed in the NBA. I mean,
buy or sell.
If you look at success as in you get $1 million signing bonus and you're kind of set for the rest of your life, so to speak, then yeah, that's success. But is he going to be, on the come as a secondary superstar of any type? No.
Well, I'm just saying, can he have a decent 10-year career as a role player? I mean, we've seen a lot of Badgers do that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Do you think Sam Decker's not even, is he still looking for a team?
No, he's with Washington.
He's been with Washington
ever since that trade happened.
Trade, right, with the Bucks.
Where he was with the Bucks for about a minute.
Yeah, that's right. So, he maybe a few years, he'll hang around. That'll be it.
Buy or sell.
I highly doubt he succeeds in the NBA even as a role player. Well, what about Marcus Howard? Buy or sell, he succeeds in the NBA.
He's got a better shot because he's got a better shot. So he would be a good role player, a guy that, Marcus Howard has gotten just steadily better. I wonder what his ceiling is. Do you think Marcus Howard becomes just this pure outside shooter? He's got a better opportunity. How tall is he? How tall is Marcus Howard? I don't have it off the top of my head. And I don't want to short him.
No, he's
got good size.
5'11".
Okay, no, he doesn't have good size. I thought he was a bigger kid than that.
No.
He's got a good shot, but, you know.
Remember, he's only 19 years old.
Right.
This is his third year at Marquette. He's only 19.
That's what I'm saying. He's gotten so much better every year. I mean, if his shot continues to drain, he continues to get better. Yeah, he can have a big role in the NBA when it comes to being a role player, but I don't know, man. I think he'll be a good shooter. I don't know what else he's going to give you. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get a comparison here. Like Steph Curry, considered small in the NBA, right? He's 6'3". You'd have to be an incredible shooter to even be in the same level, the same discussion as a Steph Curry, especially when Steph Curry is 4 inches taller than you are. So, doubt it. He'll be a good role player. That's going to be about it.
Buy or sell?
Well, you look at all these teams in the Eastern Conference that the Bucks are going to have to go up against, have to deal with. Got one of them tonight in the Pacers. Buy or sell, if there's anyone to fear in the East, it's the Philadelphia 76ers.
Them in Toronto. I mean, Toronto's won 5 straight. They're starting to put it together there. You know, they're only a game back, 42-16, behind the Bucks. I like what the 76ers have done, but I really like the depth the Raptors have. I like what they've done, and they just got so many role players. Picking up Gasol, I think, gave them depth at the center position. And now you can just kind of interchange Ibaka and Gasol. You know, obviously the Lowry shoots the lights out. Kawhi Leonard does as well. But, I mean, Van Vliet they have, Powell they have, Jordan Lloyd, Patrick McCaw. I know those guys are kind of role players. But Gasol, he kind of gives them a little more depth. I think Toronto's going to be the team. I think maybe next year the 76ers, they mature a little bit more and they get a lot better. But I think it's still Toronto. I think Toronto. If I'm going to have to fear a team right now, I think it's going to be Toronto. I think I'm going to look at Toronto and say that's probably going to be the team that's going to give the Bucks the most headaches. I love Ben Simmons and Redick and Butler, and although I think Butler is finally starting to play a little more team basketball. Joel Embiid, obviously, Tobias Harris, who they picked up. They got Jonathan Simmons and who? Marjanovic. And, you know, they're pretty deep, too. But I still think it's going to be Toronto. I think Toronto's going to be the team to beat. That it?
That's it.
There you go. That's the way it goes. That is buy or sell. Just my thought, but buy or sell. How are we looking right there? 855-830-8648. Bill Michaels here. My guys are with the Wisconsin Biofuels Association working hard to bring you fuels that are made from corn grown by Wisconsin farmers, transformed into biofuel, the ethanol, by Wisconsin workers. I'm working hard to lend support to the Wisconsin family of farmers by dispelling a lot of the myths right now about biofuel ethanol. It's in our gasoline, okay? First myth really bugs me, that it ruins your car engine. It does not. Don't fall for that, okay? It's stupid. But I will take this moment to say, and this is important, unleaded 88, or the E15, is not meant to be used in your boat, your snowblower, your lawnmower, your chainsaw, your pressure washer. It's not approved for the small gasoline engines or boats, okay? So make sure you don't put it in any of those. But your car, if your car is newer than 2001, unleaded 88, which you can find at any Quick Trip, by the way, or even if you can't find a Quick Trip, there's a place called Jets. You can go there. But unleaded 88, just fine. Just fine. It's going to save you money as well. So if you got a car newer than 2001, go ahead and try it. Try unleaded 88. You're not going to notice a difference, but you're going to notice it in your pocketbook. Better performing, and you're going to save a couple of bucks. What's better than that? From the Wisconsin Biofuels Association, more information on the web. Go to the web, wisconsinbiofuels.org. That's WIBiofuels.org, WIBiofuels.org. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
How are we looking today? today. Bill Michaels Show on the air. Hey, you have got Valentine's Day tomorrow. Do not forget, guys. And if you're looking for something to do special, listen up. Our friends at Brumar Productions, one of the companies that is taking us out to Arizona, also took us to Super Bowl, thanks to Bruce and everybody there. Eagle Mania, the world's greatest Eagles tribute band. Listen up. Tonight, they are in Grays Lake, Illinois. They're at the Fuel Room. That's Grays Lake, Illinois, at the Fuel Room, F-U-E-L. Or I should say tomorrow night, not tonight, tomorrow night. They're at the Fuel Room. Go to fuelroom.com for tickets. Ryan McIntyre, by the way, the opening act for them, coming up tomorrow night. Then this weekend, Valentine's weekend, Friday night in Sheboygan at the Weill Center. Go to wildcenter.com for tickets there. I know there's a limited amount of tickets there. And then Saturday night, the big one coming up at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Go to grandtheater.org. That's grandtheater.org. If you are an Eagles fan and you can close your eyes and go, oh, my God, the Eagles are in front of me. It's that good. And coming up in April, Tusk is back. And I'll tell you, the Fleetwood Mac tribute band, Tusk is back. And they rocked the place last year in Milwaukee. And I'll tell you where they're coming to coming up a little bit later on. But Brumar Productions, they got it all going on. Also, our friends at Stenny's, Second and National, and they are fantastic people. I have yet to find out how they did in the pond hockey tournament. We got to find that out. But Second and National, Walker's Point, Milwaukee's best sports bar. They have shuttles to all the games. Just a couple of the companies that are taking us to spring training. So going back to our spotlights from when we were down in Radio Row at Super Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia, Jamal Williams stopped by and talked first and foremost on his competition with Aaron Jones to run the ball.
It's a positive competition. You know, it's we friends more than anything, and we've been together since the thing started, you know.
Right.
So we already know how the things are, and we just really just trying to help each other, you know, when it's our time. If somebody make a mistake, we know we can talk to each other and be like, hey, this is what I seen on there, and however you felt on it, you know, this is what I seen. So just to help you, you know, be better. And then when we do something good, we just take it from each other and put it in our game when we can.
So there you go. That's Jamal Williams talking about the competition really between him and Aaron Jones. But here's the frustrations of the offense this past season.
Man, it's just, you know, I feel like because we go into practice, we working hard, doing everything we can to just be ready for the games and everything. And then when we go out there, it don't, you know, be the same as it was in practice. It just it irritates you and gets you frustrated. But at the same time, you know, you just got to do the best you can to make sure that you're good for your teammates and let them know that being positive, let's just keep working hard because this is a long season. It's always a long season in the football. And you just got to just keep playing for each other. And hopefully one day it just clicks.
So things at practice worked great. You kept hearing Mike McCarthy say, oh, great week of practice. Ready for this ball game? And then I at the podium after the game, we had a great week of practice. I have no idea what the hell happened. And that's kind of it.
Well, thank you, Bill.
And there you go. That was kind of it. That's my best Mike McCarthy impersonation from last season. Jamal Williams, in the meantime, he talked about how often Aaron Rodgers, just like everybody else was questioning, would change the play in the huddle.
Sure. You get the play. You get the play. Quarterback, you know, say that play, or if they have the authority or like the power to do anything, they could change their play if they want to. And then once you go up to the line, it's all up to the quarterback of how what he sees out there. You know, if he sees something in the defense that he want to exploit, he could change some, give a receiver a different route or something like that, and then try to exploit it from there. And but most of the time, then when the quarterback or the coach give us our play, he could run it. You know, so it's all just the opportunities and you know the. So many things that could happen in before the snap, you know, that the quarterback has to go through and what he sees.
So there you go. It's a long way to say, yeah, he changed the plays in the huddle. he also discussed, because I asked him, I said, how is it just being in the huddle and being on the same field with Aaron Rodgers?
Shoot, sometimes I be feeling like I'm looking normal and people be saying I look mean and all the time. I think it's just my natural face.
Yeah.
But really, I think it's – in the huddle, he always showing, telling us, you know, let's go, let's be ready, let's, you know, inspiration. Nothing to make us feel bad or negative, nothing. Just get us ready for the game and ready to go. Because at the end of the day, it's not just him. It's all of us that got to play with him, you know what I mean? And he got to play with us too. So it's just a team game. You know, we got to make it more – just make sure that all of us are in it and we ain't got to – make sure that Aaron know he ain't got to do it all by himself, and he got us here to help him.
So, you know, he's basically saying, look, we don't have to put everything on Roger's shoulders, but it is what it is, so to speak. And look, I understand that. Jamal Williams also talks about, you know, it's important to have, you know, a little balance. I mean, they like, you know, it was all on Aaron Rodgers' shoulders for the most part, and they want balance. You're going to get it now with Matt LaFleur. You're going to get balance, a little more run, a little more pass, but you have to have balance between the two.
Like a side goal for me is always get either four plus yards on a carry. Just every time, just let them know, you know, every time you give me the ball, you're going to have 4 yards, and then you can go on from there. But I think it's just for just running the ball, you just got to take your opportunities when it comes, because everybody knows it's a passing league. But you're going to need to run to set up the pass, you know, because if defenses know that all you're going to pass, they're going to put them linemen up, pull their ears back, and just tell them to go right after the quarterback. So if you can't, you know, keep a defense honest with the run game too, then it makes things a little bit harder.
Also, he ends up talking about the difference, I should say, what did the coaches tell him when it came to the exit interviews, because everybody's got something to work on. So what does he have to work on?
So keep doing your thing, block hard.
Yeah.
I'm my worst critic ever, but I'm still working on route running, one-on-ones, getting off the line, releases, especially if I'm like in the slot or when they motion us outside to the one. So I'm really just trying to work on more hesitations, more steps, get myself open. And because I know I can catch the ball, I can run the ball, block. So I think more for me is just route running and just getting more comfortable with it.
And I think we see the difference between Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones. But I asked him, what is the difference between you and Aaron?
I said Aaron is a little slippy speed one. As soon as he get the ball, he gone. Zoom!
Yeah.
You know, so it's a little different. And then me, I feel mine's is – I get in a rhythm. You know, I'm more of a pounder. And once I got you – worrying about me pounding, then I'm going to run past you and get you stiff arms and everything. Like, I like to wear it down. I like to wear it down. Aaron get physical. He get physical, too. That's why I be trying to get him turned for that one, for sure.
And last but not least, he talks about how far away, really, the Packers are, in his estimation, from being really good again.
I mean, you want to make the playoffs. We ready for the playoffs. We want to make to the playoffs. Like, we ready for focus and all of that. But it's just – we just got to – finish, you know, we got to make plays, special teams, we got to do better on special teams for sure, just to help ourselves, because we be in a lot of games, and then once special teams or what we do on special teams happen, you know, the game could be over from there.
Yeah. If you look at your season, you're maybe, what, 5-6 plays away from flipping the script and actually being in a postseason.
Yeah.
So do you guys don't feel like you're far away, or feel like just too many things went wrong that you got to correct, or that you have the people to get turn it around?
I feel we have the people. And it's a fresh start now, whole clear coaches, but I feel us as the players, we already know that we can make it. We can make it to the playoffs and make it to the Super Bowl just off of last year, but just certain plays. But we know all we got to do is just play our game, you know, and then do better on special teams. Special teams, I feel, for us is, as long as we do better on special teams, make some plays, some turnovers, something, you know, just give them negative plays on special teams, we'll be fine.
So there you go. That is Jamal Williams, our spotlight Packer, coming out of the week that we spent down in Atlanta, Georgia on Radio Row, getting ready for the Super Bowl, but some good conversation down there. When we come back, going to flip it back to Milwaukee Bucks chatter. Eric Name of the Athletic, the Bucks beat writer, he is going to be joining us. That is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show. We are back. We're talking some Bucks basketball momentarily. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. If you want to find us on the radio.com sports app, please do so. And if you got something for your taste buds and you're going, I don't know if I want that, maybe I do. Hey, the Reuben is back at Cousin Subs. Try the classic sub grilled just to order for you. Stacked, corned beef, Wisconsin Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, Thousand Island dressing, all in the rye bread bun. Oh, it's so good. Good combination right there. Wisconsin cheese curds, fries, chips, whatever it may be. Order the Reuben online or for a limited time. Delivery is now available at select locations as well. But go to CousinSubs.com, download the app, or just walk into the store. It's Cousin Subs. Believe in better. They believe in us. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Eric Name of The Athletic. Joining us to talk some Bucks basketball. Eric, how you doing today, man?
I'm great. I'm stuffed full after a delicious pastrami sandwich here in Indiana, but I am great.
There you go. Good. Now, did they cater that in, or did you go someplace to get it?
I went to Shapiro's. It's about like a half mile away, like a very famous kosher deli here in Indy. It's fantastic.
Because they used to do some stuff at the old, well, now I don't even know what the hell it's called anymore down there. What is Conseco Fieldhouse called now?
Banker's Life.
Okay, well, that's I don't need to know that anymore. Anyway, that being said, they used to cater in over there.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh.
When that place first opened, they catered them in. And it would, you know, that would be where you'd put aluminum foil in your pockets and go back for 2 and 3.
Yeah, that's definitely what I would have done.
Oh, yeah. They're really good. Hey, so you're winding things down before the All-Star break. So this is, you know, Mirotić is not going to play. And look, when you and I talked last, I didn't think Mirotić would play until after the All-Star break. Get the guy completely healthy, let him rest, let him take it easy, and then come back and really make that hardcore second-half run. Without Oladipo, though, we just had Derek Schultz on from Indianapolis. The Pacers are playing really good basketball. This is not a pushover team still, as most people thought it would be, right?
Yeah, I know you guys teased, like, how are the Pacers so good? I actually wish I was listening to the segment because I'm trying to figure it out. Like, you lose a guy like Victor Oladipo and you think, yeah, this team's going to fall off immediately. And, you know, they struggle and lose those four right after he gets hurt, and now they've won 6 straight. And I think a lot of it just has to do with Nate McMillan and how tough this team is defensively. And that was a big part of what we talked about with Bud during shoot-around. Was just that, you know, this team executes defensively, and they're going to work hard. And they're going to execute, and they're going to make you work on the offensive end. And, you know, he said a big part of it is that they just have talented defensive players. And he always says that about the Bucks, but you don't often hear him say that same thing about other teams around the league. And it started with Thaddeus Young, who really did a nice job on Giannis last time. You don't ever stop Giannis. You don't really necessarily even slow him down, but they just had Thaddeus Young on him last time, and he stayed in front of Giannis, made him pass it and kick it out, and the Bucks missed shots. We'll see if they miss shots again tonight, but it was a good formula for the Bucks the first time, or for the Pacers the first time around.
So the Bucks missed shots, yes. The Bucks get beat over the weekend without Giannis, yes. They didn't blow out Chicago the way many thought they would, but they still walked away with a victory. How desperate is this team right now for the All-Star break and a long extended rest?
I think they are going to love their time off at the All-Star break. This is a team that has been pretty much healthy throughout the entire season. So when you look up and down that roster, it's a bunch of guys that have played, I'm not going to say every game because Bud gives guys days off from here and there. But, you know, these are guys that have played pretty much the entire season, haven't really had extended period of times off. So they could really use it. And I talked about it earlier this week with the fellas in Milwaukee. But, you know, when you look at what they did, that game that they dropped over the weekend, it was their 9th game in 15 days. So they had gone every other day and then had a back-to-back there on the weekend, that Friday, Saturday. And again, you don't make excuses for teams. You always want them to show up and you always want them to play well. But, you know, they go 9 of 15 and then they go every other again until the All-Star break. So this is the most brutal stretch as far as time off goes for this Bucks team on the schedule. So they are desperate to get to the All-Star break.
I'm looking at this Bucks team. Still, they've got the best record in the NBA. And everybody now looking over the fence saying, oh, this is not just an Eastern Conference Finals team. This is an NBA Finals team. Are we getting out over our skis when we say that?
I'm not sure that we are. You know, I think everything you've seen from this team suggests those things. The tough part is that, you know, they're in a spot in the schedule where they can't prove anything more in the regular season. And, you know, they have a couple big games left. They have the Celtics. They have the Sixers still on the schedule. But I just don't know if that proves anything to anyone, because the question is always going to be, do it in the playoffs. You saw Eric Bledsoe have a great final 2 months of the season last year, and then in the playoffs he ultimately wasn't very good. Chris Middleton was great in the playoffs last year. The year before against the Toronto Raptors, he wasn't all that good. So I think that's always going to continue to be the question, is can this team do it in the playoffs? And you know, the only way to answer that question is, well, obviously in the playoffs. You can't answer it in the regular season. So I think a lot of the ways, you know, I think a lot of people nationally are starting to catch on to how good this team is. I think a lot of people thought maybe this was a fluke to start the year, and at some point they'd peter out a little bit, but that hasn't been the case. So I think the big thing is going to be this team's going to have to prove in the playoffs. But for now, saying anything about them being the best team in the league, it's hard to argue otherwise.
The big question was, you know, how much are they going to miss Thon's personality inside the locker room, and what is Mirotić going to add? We know what he can add on the court. But how has he meshed with the guys around him, and is there a void now without Thonmaker's personality and his DJ mad mixing abilities, apparently, inside that locker room?
It's funny you mentioned that with Mirotić, because I've talked to him now, I don't know, a handful of times, and every time I talk to him, he has a big, goofy smile on his face. And I think it just speaks to, you know, him being happy about being in Milwaukee and being on a contender again and getting to go to the playoffs and being one of the best teams in the league. And, you know, I also think it speaks to just how he is as a person. He is a happy guy. He does enjoy himself, and I think he's going to enjoy himself here in Milwaukee.
The addition of Mirotić, though, when he comes back and he's healthy, how much better is this basketball team?
I mean, with the way that Ersan Ilyasova has struggled in the last couple weeks, last month or so, he's hit some shots as of late. He's kind of got himself back into it. But, I mean, Mirotić could really give them a boost in those minutes. He could really help them out quite a bit. So I think you're seeing a guy that can really shoot the basketball, a guy that can really go out there and help them put up some points. Not that they struggle to do that, but it just gives them more minutes of serious weapons like, you know, he's kind of Brook Lopez, except 2 inches shorter and about 25 pounds lighter. And just to be able to have a guy like that on the floor at all times, I think really just lets this offense get loose.
Before we let you go, a couple of different things. So what are you going to be doing during the All-Star break?
What am I going to be doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you taking it easy, too, or are you going to be, like, digging a new trench down there underneath the Fiserv?
No. I'm going to be taking it easy. All of my athletic brethren, all of our national guys, they're going to be in Charlotte. They get to, you know, try to find all the great stories, and I'm sure they're going to do a great job. And I just get to hang out. I'm not going on vacation or anything, but I'm going to have a vacation from my life as it normally is in Milwaukee. It's going to be delightful. I cannot wait.
Has Bud told the guys to go ahead and get out of here and go blow off some steam and have a good time or go rest up? What's been the message for guys that are not going to be playing and participating in All-Star Weekend?
Well, if Bud wasn't coaching or participating in All-Star Weekend, he was going to Puerto Rico. So I think he's more than happy to have guys get out of there and take some time off. What he was planning on doing was any indication of how he treats his players and asks his players to handle All-Star break. I think he'd be more than happy to encourage all of them to get out there, you know, live a little bit, relax, and just take some time off and get ready for the stretch run.
Do you like the way they did the two captains, Giannis and LeBron, picking sides with this the new All-Star roster, so to speak?
Yeah, I think it helps liven everything up a little bit. And honestly, I thought Giannis, as far as being a showman, I thought he was great. It was 30 minutes of Giannis showing off his personality, showing off his sense of humor, making a few cracks at LeBron for tampering. And, you know, I just thought that was a really, strange as it is to say, it was a really good performance by Giannis. You know, if he is auditioning for next face of the league, face of the NBA, well, that was quite an audition. That was 30 good minutes for him. And, you know, I think it makes it more exciting. It mixes up the players a little bit, guys that don't typically get to play together. So I think it'll continue to get more exciting. And I'm still holding out hope that at some point they do it like the NHL does it, where they get everyone together on All-Star Weekend, and then on All-Star Weekend, draft the teams, do it live, have everyone in, you know, a big ballroom, and actually do the draft with everyone there live and have interviews and it's all happening. I think there's still some more potential that has not been tapped yet.
Great stuff as always, Eric. Enjoy the time off. We'll talk again soon, okay?
I look forward to it.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Eric Name of the Athletic covering the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks right now, best record in the NBA. They're taking on the Pacers coming up tonight, and then the All-Star break hits. Get a little time off, little R&R, take it easy, and then back at it as they culminate this season and hopefully a long, long run into the postseason. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it the right way. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Hey, our friends over at Lake Country Garage Doors. Go to LakeCountryGarageDoors.com. Just one of the companies taking us to spring training. Call my buddy Ben if you want to call him on the phone, 262-751-2674. Or find them on Facebook. You can see all the work that they have done. Quality garage doors. They do openers. They do everything you could possibly want. But that's LakeCountryGarageDoors.com. LakeCountryGarageDoors.com. Check them out now. Also, get your tickets now for the world's fastest quarter-mile oval. You can like them on Facebook. That is Slinger Super Speedway. Getting ready to open up Sunday, April 28th is when it all gets going. Finally, they're going to start racing again. SlingerSuperSpeedway.com. That's SlingerSuperSpeedway.com. And if you are looking for a tremendous place to go, maybe catch the game tonight. Think about this. Maybe you're going to go and catch the game tonight someplace. The Brewtown Eatery and Bar. Say hi to Jill. I think Jill's going to be there tonight, as a matter of fact. 5121 West Howard Avenue at the end of the strip mall. There's a Cousins in that strip mall. At the opposite end is Brewtown Eatery and Bar. Good food, terrific fish fry, great corner gathering spot. Go in, watch the game, take a load off, relax a little bit, enjoy music in that place, live music on Saturday night. Great place. Brewtown Eatery and Bar, again on Howard Avenue, 5121, right there at the end of the strip mall. And tell Jill we said hello. More of the Bill Michaels Show and a Joe Madden slogan coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. If you're heading out right now, maybe you're going to stop and get some petrol. Maybe you don't have a Quick Rewards card. I highly recommend it. If you're a new member, you sign up now, you get 10 cents off per gallon of fuel on your first fill-up, up to 30 gallons. Grab a free, yes, free Quick Rewards card in any Quick Trip store. You can download the app as well. Just go to quicktrip.com or just go to Quick Rewards. You can find it. It'll pop up in your Play Store or in your Apple Store or whatever it happens to be. But get the Quick Rewards. It's worth it. Trust me. And today only $1. $1 will get you the chicken sandwiches today. So there you go. Stop into your local Quick Trip. KWIKQuickTrip.com. So every year you've had to, you know, remember when Madden took them to the World Series and the motto was don't suck. Okay. Not that difficult, but you got it. Don't suck t-shirts were everywhere. Last year was some kind of defunct Mona Lisa. I don't know what the hell that was all about. Finding beauty and ugliness or something? I don't know. I have no idea. Okay? Because I'll tell you this. I mean, most people, if Mona Lisa were alive today, you're not dating her. She just doesn't look happy. Doesn't look like a pleasant person to hang out with. And you know she's not going to the pub with you. You know, not in that big burlap gown she's wearing. Nobody wants to be seen in that. You're going to be chafing all the time, scratching and itching. You don't know if you're dating somebody that's normal or somebody's got it. You know what I'm saying? So this year, he needed to come up with something different. So Joe Madden, in the depth of his knowledge and wisdom, and I still consider him to be one of the best managers in baseball, he explains this year's Cubs slogan.
It's still in the finishing stages, but that is to own it now. And if you think about owning it now, you could talk about ownership as part of the team. You could think about owning the exact moment that you're in, whether it's the at-bat, the pitch, just owning it now. And again, it's a lot of that has to do with the present tense, just a matter of reemphasizing it, really putting it out there, giving it a definition. And a big part of our success this year is going to be the fact that we own each moment. So I thought, own it now. And if you took, like I said, you take the word now and turn it around, it becomes one. And so if you, if we get in the habit of owning the moment, we have a pretty good chance of winning it by the end of the year. So own it now is something I'm going with.
So there you go. Own it now. And the word now, when you turn it around, it spells one, which means they won the game. Ha! Ha! I don't know. Every year you got to have a slogan, I guess. What is the Brewers slogan this year, Joe? Do we have a slogan?
I haven't seen one.
I think there's one. What was the one that was on the This Is My Crew was when I think Craig Counsel first took over.
No, it was
was that last
is
year?
My
This
crew.
Is My Crew. Was that last year? Okay, yeah. It all blends together. Because I remember he did when he first became the manager, he had that video that came out talked about this is my town, this is where I grew up, this whole thing, this is my crew, you know, so I didn't know if that was 2 years ago or last year.
I think they should just keep the same thing. I think this is my crew works.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think you need to get creative every single year.
Every year you got a marketing plan.
But I think that stuck.
That did stick. And the reason being is because Craig was from here. He is from here. And when you watched that, you left with goosebumps. You either were crying or you left with goosebumps ready to run through a wall, grab a bat and a ball, and start kicking ass and just start getting wins. That's the way that made you feel. When you have to manufacture something for people to get juiced about, it never works. I go back to the whole G-Force thing with the Packers. It never worked. You can't manufacture passion. The reason that worked was because Craig Counsell you brought out the passion that Craig Counsell had for this team. So, you know, it's like the future is now. You know, own the future. That was something that we were looking forward to. You saw ownership of the Milwaukee Bucks, the new arena, the whole thing. You began a grassroots movement. You know, that became and changed and morphed.
The problem is, you know, the Bucks over the years had some really dumb slogans during those mediocre years.
Yeah,
like
that was
ready to rise and be Milwaukee and work hard, play hard. Those were all dumb. Sometimes it's just like you're trying too hard.
Yep.
This is my crew for the Brewers. That should be the theme every single year.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about.
I would say look down on the rest, which means you're atop the division, but that's just me. We've got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.